This is SEC Talk.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back. It is SEC Talk, like you heard there off the top, with your hosts Holden and Cody. Hope everybody's doing good today. Glad to have you guys back here. Really appreciate you guys checking out the show, listening, watching, wherever you guys are. Always appreciate you guys being present in that. If you guys are on Twitter, make sure you guys follow us there at SEC Talk 20. Would appreciate that, as well as if you guys like watching the video aspect on YouTube, make sure you guys hit that subscribe button. And when you watch the video, if you don't mind, hit that like button as well. We would appreciate it. Not on video again tonight, but we will get on video coming up again here in the future, probably in the review of this week's games. Not very many games to get to, but we're going to get to them nonetheless. If you guys are listening on Apple Podcast, also, if you guys don't mind, hit that 5-star rate and review the show for us. We'd appreciate that, as well as on the Facebook page. Make sure you guys review the page there. We would greatly appreciate it. Shout out to our Norway listeners. I know it's kind of a strange and funny thing to hear, but we're ranking very, very well on the Norway charts, surprisingly. So shout out to you guys. We really appreciate that. Let's get into it. News, first and foremost. I don't remember if we talked about this in the review episode last week, at the end of last week. I know we talked about it a couple of weeks ago when LSU and Kentucky played, that we really anticipated Ed Orgeron to lose his job following that Kentucky game. That did not happen. But following the win over Florida, they announced that Ed O would no longer be coaching the LSU Tigers for the 2022 season. He will coach for the remainder of the 2021 season, but will not return as the head coach of the 2022 LSU Tigers. This had already been in the works, I believe, earlier in the year. And after the Kentucky loss, it was pretty much expected to happen. But they did not pull the trigger on it, oddly, until after he won the game against Florida this past weekend. So take that for what you will. But nonetheless, Ed O will not be the coach there at LSU starting next season. So be a little strange now not to hear those post-game comments from him, interviews coming up, where you don't hear that normal old "Go Tigers." It's just going to be something kind of different. Don't know who's going to take over for him when that time comes. Not sure where he'll go. I know there's been plenty of conversation, and there'll be conversation for us to have throughout the remainder of the season to determine, okay, do we want to continue to talk about who should be here or not. We got plenty of time to talk about that moving forward. That's the most of the news that I really want to get to. I'm sure there's some news in and out of some other areas that we could get to, but I just don't have a lot right off the top. Again, we're going to run through these five games really quickly, run through some games around the country. Well, run through these five games. We'll go through our picks on the week, and then we'll run through a few of the other big games around the league coming up after that. Let's jump right into it here, starting at that 12 o'clock slate. Not very many games in the SEC this week. There are four SEC matchups and then one that is not, and that one that is not is the one we're going to start off there at 12 o'clock on SEC Network. That's Arkansas Pine Bluff taking on Arkansas. Arkansas, a three-game skid going from 8th ranked and undefeated 4-0 when they took on the Georgia Bulldogs. Since then, they have not won. They've gone 0-3, falling to Georgia, falling to Ole Miss, and falling to Auburn last week. So should be able to pick it up with a cupcake game here. KJ Jefferson, look for him, Traylon Smith, and Traylon Burks all to recover and get their stats back up in the way that you would like to see them for Arkansas. No lines or anything on this game, just because, again, it should be a pretty easy win for Arkansas. Again, that one being at home, that one actually at Little Rock, I think last week, or Memorial Stadium's where they're playing. I think I had it right last week. But anyways, so that one going to be in Little Rock. Let's move down to 3:30, that CBS kick. Probably one of the biggest games in the SEC this weekend. One of two, really. And that's LSU and Ole Miss. And I say that because of how LSU played Florida last week, which was a good game. And then you got this one here. That could be a good one, the way that LSU looked last week, but also the way that Ole Miss looked against Tennessee. This one's a pretty good one. Ole Miss in this one, a 9-point favorite, over under 76.5. Could be a high-scoring game, or it could just be a one-sided game if Ole Miss just takes off with it. Max Johnson looking really good. You know, Matt Corral looked really good last week playing Tennessee. I know he's battling a little bit of an injury too. So that could somewhat hinder what Ole Miss is able to do. Not that they can't, but it will hinder things a little bit. If LSU can run the ball the way that they did last week with Tyron Davis-Price, they could put up a good bit of points in this game. But it's going to depend on that. It's going to depend also on how Ole Miss's defense decides to show up and play in this one. But should be a pretty good one. Again, this is kind of starting the, I guess, farewell tour for Ed O there at Ole Miss. Going to be different not to see him again in that position, because I said this when I anticipated him getting fired following that Kentucky game, was that you just couldn't ask for more of a Louisiana guy than Ed O. And him coaching, you know, the Tigers there, it just fits. And it always has. It's been one that you just kind of, you know, it just goes with it. So that's going to be a little different. Lane Kiffin and him going against each other, that one should just be pretty fun there. Again, this one in Oxford at 3:30 on CBS. Let's move down 30 minutes later, 4 o'clock on SEC Network. Mississippi State and Vandy. Mississippi State a 20.5 point favorite, actually, in this one. I think this is going to be a game where Will Rogers is going to be able to really get things going. Him and Mekhi Polk should be able to come together quite a bit in this game and put up a lot of yardage, pack some stats. Boy, I got it all messed up. All about stats. Patting those stats. There we go. Eventually I'd come across it. You guys know that. But anyways, Vandy just got a lot to figure out. They had a really good fight last week against South Carolina and came up just short. And I was surprised by that one. I would be surprised if they come up close against this one against Mississippi State. Stranger things have happened, but nonetheless, this one should be Mississippi State all the way. Again, a 20.5 point favorite. Vandy is at home in this one, but we've seen that doesn't necessarily matter. 7 o'clock happens every October this time of year. 7 o'clock on ESPN, another night game for Alabama. Tennessee traveling to Alabama. Alabama a 25-point favorite. I put it to you this way. Vandy is a 20.5 point favorite. Or Mississippi State's 20.5 point favorite over Vandy, and Alabama is a 25-point favorite over Tennessee. Now, this a big reason in this could be because if Hendon Hooker cannot play for Tennessee, Tennessee will get ran all over on both sides of the ball defensively. But Tennessee won't be able to move the ball. Is basically what I'm getting at. Obviously, he's quarterback there at Tennessee. Does a really good job. Put them in every situation they needed to be in to win against Ole Miss last week. Came up just short. I think they said it was like a golf ball short of winning. Just kidding. Unfortunately for Tennessee, if Hendon Hooker cannot go in this game, it's going to be a very, very long night for Tennessee, because Joe Milton, we've just learned, he's not the guy who's going to make you successful at Tennessee. Tried to figure that out to start the season, realized it really quickly, swapped it up and went with Hendon Hooker, and since then you've been successful and won quite a few games. He gets injured at the end of last week's game, and you know, I hadn't seen a report whether they anticipate him playing or not. I probably should look a little deeper in that one. Alabama is also at home on this one, so it's in Tuscaloosa at night, Denny Stadium. Bryce Young continuing to look better and better. Brian Robinson Jr., see what he can do in this one. Jameis Williams, still your leader for receiving there for Alabama. They've got all the weapons in the world. Let's see if Alabama's defense can stand up against that Tennessee offense if Hendon Hooker is, in fact, the quarterback. That will be something fun to watch out for, but something tells me that it's not going to be Hendon Hooker. Something tells me this is going to be Joe Milton in this ballgame. And if it is, I feel really bad, just because I really do not anticipate Tennessee being able to hang around in this one. That 25, though, that's still a big line. The over-under on that was 67. Moving down 30 minutes later on SEC Network, you got South Carolina traveling to Kyle Field to play in College Station against Texas A&M. 17th ranked Texas A&M at the time. Texas A&M is a 19.5 point favorite. Over-under 45, not anticipating too much scoring in this one with that over-under being that low. Let's just see. Let's see what happens. Luke Doty, is he going to be your starter? Is this going to be another opportunity for Zeb Nolan to come in and maybe make something happen for South Carolina there? I'm not sure. That's going to be something kind of fun to watch for South Carolina. Also to see if Zach Calzada can continue to improve and progress upon what he did in Tuscaloosa, in Kyle Field just a couple of weeks ago playing Alabama and taking them down. I'd like to see if he can have a big day, as well as Isaiah Spiller. Go ahead and start getting those a little bit easier games, to be honest with you. Get those games under your belt and work hard on getting prepared to come down the stretch. The back end right here starts to get a little bit thicker, but it's also getting later in the season when you really can't afford to slip up in games. So see how Zach Calzada and Isaiah Spiller run the ball and move the ball for Texas A&M moving forward in the rest of the season. Now, let's jump to our picks. Picks on the weekend. Cody, I'll start with his. It's fairly simple. And both of our picks, I think, are exactly the same. Got Alabama and Tennessee. Let me start at the top here. I know just kind of like I went back down, it's a lot easier to run down through it like that. We both got Arkansas over Arkansas Pine Bluff. He is taking Ole Miss, and so am I in that LSU-Ole Miss game. I'm going to take that -9 as well. So give me that spread of -9 for Ole Miss. I think they beat them by more than that. We're both going to take Mississippi State over Vandy. I'm not going to worry about the spread. Tennessee-Alabama, even though that line is so high, both of us are pulling for Bama in this one. I don't know. If Hendon Hooker was the quarterback, I'd probably take Tennessee plus 25, but I don't anticipate him being a true healthy starter in this one, so I don't want anything to do with that. Just give me Alabama. And then both of us also taking Texas A&M in that Texas A&M-South Carolina game. So fairly simple. Again, only five games in the SEC, only four SEC matchups in these games as well. So the only difference in our picks is I will take Ole Miss in that spread as well, -9 in that other game. Now, let's look at some games around the country, because we did actually have one that went final yesterday, and that was Wednesday, and that was App State upsetting number 14 Coastal Carolina. That was Coastal has slowly been coasting through the season and not really having any kind of talk about them, how well they've been playing and how good they were, and just silently going undefeated so far through the season, and then they fall to App State, which at the time, App State 5-2 coming into this one, 6-0 Coastal Carolina, 4-2. So App State getting the win 30-27 on Wednesday, upsetting Coastal Carolina. Might see them cracking into the top 25 after that. Right now, the end of the third here on Thursday, got Tulane and SMU playing. SMU ranked 21st, leading Tulane 38-29. Saturday, starting things off there at lunchtime. Cincinnati and Navy. Oklahoma and Kansas, shouldn't be much there. One to maybe keep an eye on is Northwestern and Michigan, just because that one can be a big one. Illinois, Penn State. Penn State should be able to bounce back, and hopefully with Sean Clifford coming back in this thing, improve on their season. Wake Forest and Army. You know, this is Wake Forest having to travel up to West Point. This is not something to sleep on right here. Army is a team that can come in here and make you pay for sleeping on a game at 12 o'clock. Coming to their house. Wake, only a 3-point favorite coming into this one. Wisconsin-Purdue, that could be a good one at 3 o'clock on Big Ten Network. Number 8, Oklahoma State and Iowa State facing off at 3:30 on Fox. Iowa State actually a 7-point favorite. So Oklahoma State is a dog traveling to Ames, Iowa. Undefeated, 6-0, 8th-ranked Oklahoma State traveling to an unranked 4-2 Iowa State, which I know Iowa State was highly ranked and highly touted starting the season. But I'm surprised that they're a dog. If it's me, I'm doing just like last week. Give me Oklahoma State plus 7 in this one if I was to pick it. Oregon and UCLA, don't sleep on this one either. Oregon, 10th ranked, 5-1, traveling to Pasadena in the Rose Bowl to face off against unranked 5-2 UCLA, a 1-point favorite. So the number 10 team in the country as well is a dog going on the road. Kind of strange to see there. Clemson and Pitt, not to sleep on this one. Pitt, a 3.5-point favorite here. And that one is at Pitt. So Clemson, I don't know. They may I don't know if you really consider it an upset at 23 and Clemson just being on the brink of being out of that top 25. San Diego State Air Force, a 3-point favorite coming into this one as well. It's 6-1. San Diego State, a 6-0 record, standing at 22 on the ranking. Ohio State and Indiana. Ohio State, big favorite in this one. Indiana's eventually going to knock somebody off, though. This could be the weekend. This could be the weekend in Bloomington, 7:30 on ABC. So that's going to wrap up the games around the country as well. Well, you guys, again, I appreciate you guys being here with us. And we will check in with you guys after we go through and review all of these games from this past week that we're going through, or this weekend upcoming, excuse me. But we'll check in with you guys.